as we move to the communications manager for Sonoma County. Paul Gullickson is with us again. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat. How are you? Can you hear me?
There we go. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, okay. I got you. You got me?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
we're in good shape then. Very good. And the first time that we spoke with Paul Gullickson very early this morning, he was evacuating his area and his home and his neighborhood in Skyhawk. And you are safely evacuated. Very good news. Is there any news on your house, your neighborhood?
I don't have any news at this point. I did have a friend was able to look down my block around 3:30 and said we were still standing at that point. But there were a number of homes like along Sunhawk and around Mountain Hawk that were burning at that time. I don't know the status of our home, but, my heart goes out to, I know a number of people in the areas where there was the homes were lost, and my heart goes out to them today.
Yes, indeed. And we'll keep a good thought for you and your neighbors as well as we roll through this. It's not getting better at this point, Mr. Gullickson. It is getting more dangerous and with not a lot of incoming resources, we find.
Yeah, we have our firefighters are fighting tooth and nail with what they have, and they're making the best of what they have. But this, as you and I discussed earlier, this line, this battlefront is so long and so challenging that it's presenting. They're having to make some tough choices, and now you've seen we've got some evacuation orders now in place for Bennett Valley Ridge and Annandale State Park areas. As it moves in that direction, and we it'd be nice if these winds would calm down a little bit, cut us a break, and maybe give them some time to get some aircraft up and attack it. So
yeah, a lot of ifs, ands, and maybes, and a lot of question marks continue as we are greeted by the light day now, but as far as specific information, that is tough to come by. It should be a little bit better throughout the day, according to you. That's what you had to state, and that's what CAL FIRE confirmed just a short while ago. So that is good news. But still, as far as the county goes, let's talk about those temporary places for people to go, the temporary evacuation points. And because we know that there were two in Santa Rosa at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds and the Santa Rosa Veterans Building that had to be closed and moved. And now that we see these evacuation orders extending themselves, we understand why.
Yeah, well, they haven't been fully closed. We still have like a clinic operation there that's still working. But primarily, we've tried to shift that that center down south, so into the Petaluma Fairgrounds, and the Vets Building down there are helping provide a space for people down there.
Are you talking about the COVID-19 testing facility at the Jockey Club?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then we also have the Sonoma Raceway is a place we're encouraging people to go, especially if they have an RV, need a place to just park and stretch out and, there's enough space. You don't have to worry about bumping into anybody if you're worried about COVID. And so we're having, services available for people down there as well.
Yeah, we had heard, Paul, from Supervisor Zane earlier this morning that, in fact, the Petaluma locations at their fairgrounds and at their Veterans Building, which had become the alternative sites, were full up. And at that report, the county was still working on some additional temporary evacuation points. Are there any new locations?
Well, no, those are the temporary points. What we're trying to do is make sure if people need a place to stay, that we can get them accommodations. We have, some vouchers we're able to hand out. The Cal OES has helped us in securing some dorm rooms at Sonoma State that they've opened up. Sonoma State's opened up. My good friends over there are helping out. And so those are going to be primarily for some of our older residents who need a little bit more, you know, to be sequestered, and there's concern about the COVID. We have residents coming from retirement facilities that have been shut down. You know, my mom is one of them. She's in the Spring Lake Village right next to the Annandale Spring Lake, and they've been evacuated. So some of these are from some of our older residents that can be cared for and set up in some of these sites. Actually, I think Spring Lake Village has found other accommodations elsewhere, but we're particularly concerned about our senior citizens and our most and those most at risk. So we're trying to get them set up there, and so it's whatever the needs are that people have, we're trying to connect with them. We're just trying to get away from that, you know, large congregate setting with the people gathered close together. It just doesn't work in this COVID-19 environment.
Yep. So, no cots and no bunk beds during COVID-19.
Well, that's the preference. We're trying to avoid that as much as possible. But we do recognize we have a lot of people being evacuated right now, and so we're doing what we can. One thing I wanted to let you know, Pat, we will have more information for you. We are planning a the County of Sonoma and the City of Santa Rosa is planning a joint news conference at 11 o'clock today, and so we should have some more information for you at that time.
Very good. 11 a.m. We'll run that live on KSRO.
Okay. I just wanted to give you the heads up. We should be sending out a press. We're putting all the logistics together now and coordinating with our the City of Santa Rosa, and we should be sending out a media advisory about that soon.
Very good. Thank you for that, and appreciate the heads up too, Paul. And obviously, the Emergency Operations Center is open, and I would imagine running like crazy.
We are running like crazy. We've got a lot of needs. You know, when you operate a number of different temporary evacuation points and shelters and different, you know, clinics here and there, you get spread pretty thin, and we're already, you know, spread thin. But I'm just really impressed with the heart of people. They'll step up, and they're coming to work, and they're going to do what they can. It doesn't matter how many times we've been through this. We know how to do this, and we're going to keep doing it. So,
yeah, and it's, you know, that whole thing is complicated further by the fact that the evacuations have now got to be past the 20,000 mark in terms of the number of individuals under evacuation orders or warnings, and so that affects staffing all over across the board.
Yeah, we have had some members of our team, you know, who have not been able to come in because they're right in a zone and they've got to get their families out. I mean, I was one of them. I had to go home, get my family to safety before I could come back and lend a hand. So it certainly does. I mean, yeah, we are people who live and work in this community, and these are our neighbors, and, you know, we're going to be there for people because it's us, and it's, you know, these are our friends. They're already in our contact list and our phones. We know how to reach them, and so we hope they know how to reach us too.
Yes, indeed. Turns out, actually, Paul, you know, I'm evacuated too, and I'll be staying in the exact same room as I was 3 years ago. Evacuated from the Nun's Fire. So, you know, some things I guess are just meant to be.
Well, last year I actually could set up a cot in my office at the Press Democrat. This year, I caught about an hour of sleep in my car. That was the best I could figure out last night. But,
well, good on you. That's great. That's great. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope it lasts you a good long time, too. A lot of sleepless individuals this morning, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and yet we muddle through. We will be with you, Paul, at 11 a.m. when the county gives a press briefing on all the information you need to know. Thanks for the heads up on that, and thank you for being with us once again.
Anytime, Pat. Thank you.